Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you here. We really appreciate you tuning in to Close Up Radio as we continue our extraordinary series of conversations with Victoria Monlock. She's extraordinary at what she does, and we are very honored to have her here. You know, while there are many factors like diet and exercise that can influence healthy weight, we've been talking about something really important, other factors that come into play, particularly for women of a certain age, and for the guys too. But for ladies specifically, underlying hormonal imbalances can make it difficult to stay with goals and even wreak havoc with the body. According to Victoria J. Monlock, four-sided doctor, subject matter expert on hormones, really is a specialty of hers, there is one resounding answer to the question on how to stay in fighting shape. Dr. Monlock says collagen can help us save, you know, preserve time for away, but also at the same time stave off things that can be debilitating, like fibromyalgia and arthritis and edema and many other inflammatory occurrences. She also knows that collagen is the key in keeping our eyes and skin free of airborne toxins. Collagen, she notes, is also it's a way to improve the way oxygen is absorbed and distributed throughout the body, tissues, and thus improving brain function in seniors, too. Also, collagen can even help people look and feel about 15 years younger. Victoria Monlock has been with us on Close Up Radio for numerous episodes, and we've done television shoots with her as well at our studio and twice at her location in the Milwaukee area, and we've learned so much. She's really passionate about what she does. On these episodes, we're discussing different health issues and aspects of her work as a practitioner and an author as well, the author of two top best-selling books, as well as numerous articles about hormone balancing and its benefits for health and, of course, at various stages of life. She's also been a source of medical wisdom and keen attention for patients in the Midwest who have been diagnosed with different things, and she just cares, and that's the thing. She herself, I've seen her in person, great skin, youthful energy, and it's really amazing. It is. So it's a real pleasure to have her here because she's always curious and always caring, and we have so much to talk about when it comes to specifically collagen today, because if you were with us last week, she talked about a fighting chance. On this week, we're going to be talking about understanding, really truly breaking down and understanding collagen and its true benefits. So join me in welcoming Dr. Victoria Monlock to Close Up Radio as we continue our exclusive series together. Dr. Monlock, thank you very much for joining us here on the program. As always, a real pleasure.
Oh, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure on my end as well.
You know, last week you introduced us to the miracles of collagen. Let's continue with that mindset today. Tell us about some of those incredible miracles of collagen. People may have heard that word, collagen, and they're hearing there are some good things about it, but they're really not familiar. They've never had any, you know, true understanding of these benefits that it has.
Well, you know, collagen is something we all hear. And, you know, if you ask five people in a grocery line standing in front or behind you, everybody's going to say, oh, yeah, I take collagen, and it might even be in their grocery cart, you know. So collagen is just one of those things that, you know, people take it, but they don't always understand why they take it, or they don't realize if they may take it, and it may not be getting into their system. So collagen is just like taking vitamin C. Everybody says, oh, yeah, I take vitamin C. Well, why do you take it? Because you're supposed to. And that's not necessarily the right answer. You know, most people just kindly blindly do it because they heard they should. And maybe it's their mom who told them they should, or it's their spouse, or their doctor said, well, you know, are you on collagen? Oh, guess I should be on collagen. Well, you know, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body. And it actually accounts for about 30% of your body's proteins because it provides structure and it provides support and it even provides strength and tensile strength to connective tissues, things that hold other parts of your body together, like your skin to your muscles and your bones and, you know, and all of that dermal tissue that when you go into the aesthetician and you want a more youthful look, that's all plumping up that connective tissue, and that's more than 30% collagen. So how can we get this really important building block in our body? And you go, well, I know exactly how to get that. I just go to the store and I buy a great big tub of it. Well, you know, it's not quite that simple. If it was that simple, we'd all look 30, right? You know, but we don't. So what really is collagen? Well, again, it's a protein, and it is a primary building block of all of your connective tissue. So it's found everywhere in your body. It's in every organ. It's in your blood circulation system. It's in your GI tract. It's in your brain. You know, and what makes up protein are amino acids. And those are very basic. They're very small. And the main amino acids that make up collagen are in different kinds of combinations. But those amino acids together form like kind of fibrils, if you want. And it makes a helical or a wound up kind of structure. Everybody remembers DNA looks like something wound around something else. But these amino acids help you form these different proteins in your body, mix up the formula, and you mix up what kinds of things those proteins and amino acids are actually making, whether it is tendon, whether it is muscle, whether it is, you know, the soft connective tissue, you know, or the lining for a blood vessel. So, you know, its role is to give structure and strength and support. And in your skin, it can also be kind of a repository, if you will, for things that will help you turn over new skin as well as support skin that's, you know, over it and tissues that are under it. So on the outside of your skin, it provides a very protective covering. But on the inside, it gives you strength and it gives your skin some elasticity. And it is doing in your GI tract, helping you absorb. So there are over 28 types of collagen that have been identified, and it's how we assemble them in our body as to what it's actually doing for us. So besides the 28 types of collagen, there are some that are primarily found in the structure of your skin, bones, and tendons. And that's called your type 1. There's the kind that's found in cartilage that helps give your joints some cushion as well as some support so you don't have bone on bone. Well, that's type 2. There's the type found in muscles and in arteries that let you have a pulse as well as in multiple organs. And that's type 3. And the type found in your skin and multiple layers of your skin is type 4. And the type that's found in your hair and in your cornea of your eyes is type 5. So that sounds really complex, but what are you getting when you go to the store and buy your tub of collagen? Well, you may not even know because you're just getting collagen. And if they package it up for me, well, that collagen must be what I need. But is it? That's the $1 million question, is it?
Mm-hmm. That's right, exactly. That's a great explanation and detailed look at the benefits of it. Now we talk about the importance. What really makes it so important? And is all collagen the same? People might think, okay, collagen is collagen. Vitamin A is vitamin A. But there are different kinds of collagen as well, right?
Well, right. That's the five types that I just talked about, and the 28 different kinds of collagen, and whether you're buying collagen that's from type 1 and type 3 because you want to support muscles and bones, or are you buying the kind that is type 1, 3, and 4 because now we're going to get plumper skin. So that's marketing and hype for the little bit more sophisticated buyer, but most of us just go to the store and see the different types of collagen on the counter and go, or on the shelf, and go, I like that blue one. That's got a really nice label. I'll take that one, you know. But my husband, and I'm picking on him right now, you know, he was a runner and weightlift. He still weightlifts and bike rides and whatever in his quest to not tear his joints and his knees apart anymore. But what he is learning is that you don't produce the same amount of collagen as you age. And that's all of us, okay? And the collagen that we have, it's like everything in your body. It just doesn't work as well at age 50 or 70 or 80 as it did at age 20. You know, it just doesn't get the same nutrition and oxygen to it, and it doesn't take the free radicals and junk away. So the collagen that your body makes and breaks down and uses just happens at a different pace. You're not making it as fast because you're not taking in as much. You know, wear and tear of organs is usually a little bit faster as we are older, and we break down that collagen at a faster rate as we age. And so especially when women, and you know this is near and dear to my heart, when women go through a drop in their female hormones, especially estradiol, with menopause, we all think about hot flashes, but it's really responsible for your skin wrinkles and your crow's feet coming on faster, and the blackness under your eyes, that hollowing, and then the bags under your eyes. And it's responsible for your joint pain and osteoarthritis, which doesn't even get into osteopenia and osteoporosis, which also accelerates when women in menopause have less estrogen in their body. So you can have more GI problems because your lining in your GI tract is just not as able to absorb everything that it should, and so you end up having some GI issues and circulation issues. And a lot of this is due to you are just not having the same healthy collagen that you did before. So I've said a lot in a very short period of time, but collagen, if it's 30% of your body, is impacting everything. Everything. And so there's the collagen that you want to feel strong and take away your aches and pains in your joints help heal a bone faster. But there's also the collagen in your face. And that collagen in your face is going to prematurely age you unless you can keep up with the right type of collagen to take to make you need the esthetician less. Ooh, that all sounds good to everybody, right? Ooh.
Yeah.
Not having to go to get that facial or that injection as often. Ooh.
Yeah. That is true, exactly. this is, again, great information, and it's relevant and it's topical. You know, people say they've been taking collagen for years, but then sometimes they may say that they are still having some of those same aches and pains. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm going to use my husband again as an example. You know, he tore cartilage when he was out running in the park, and part of that is his age. At 67, he just did a major complex tear, and even the orthopedist, his running buddy, looked at his MRI and said, "Hey, dude, you know, you really did a good number on this. There's nothing I can do to help you." And so between some regenerative medicine with placental amniotic fluid products and collagen, he was able to repair his cartilage to the point where, you know, he actually had been taking collagen for years. Now, I'm going to say 10 years, maybe even 15, dutifully. Yet he still tore his cartilage, okay? Yet he placental amniotic fluid products to help repair his cartilage, and he only needed one shot, by the way. And then he dutifully kept taking his collagen, yet he would get into bed and position himself, put his pillow between his knees, and every 30 minutes he'd wake up and have to rearrange because of aches and pains, and then his hips would hurt, and then his shoulders would hurt, and it was like, oh, man, you know, so you learn to sleep through all that. So I looked at him one day, and I said, "So you've been taking collagen for how many years? How is that working for you?" "Well, that's what I'm supposed to do." I said, "Yeah, but I didn't ask you that. I said, how well is that working for you?" And he just looked at me, and I said, "What if I had a better product for you? What if I had a collagen elixir that you were going to absorb?" Now, let me say this, because I mentioned it last time, is the collagen in the powders that we take, all those tubs of supplements, that collagen, whether it's type 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, is a very long-chain collagen, okay? Yeah, it's a powder. You mix it in your coffee, or you mix it in your tea or in water, or you put it in your smoothie, and you dutifully take it. I've taken my collagen, okay? It's like your badge of honor. But are you absorbing it? That's the million-dollar question. In most collagens, that chain, and I'm just going to make up this number, okay, but most commercially made collagen, it's inexpensive because they make the whole chain of collagen, and then your GI tract is tasked with how do you break it up. Well, guess what? Your GI tract looks at it and scratches its head, and it goes, "Oh, goodness gracious, I don't know where to break that up. You need this for your, you need part of this for your knees. You need part of it for your brain. You need part of it for your skin and your face. Well, they're all different places to break it up. I don't know where to break it up." "Oh, goodness gracious. Well, just pass it on down and, you know, they'll just get rid of it from their GI tract, poop it out, and that's the end of it, you know." But so you dutifully take it, but your body can't absorb it. So what are you doing? You're keeping the collagen companies in business, but you're not getting even a tenth of that collagen into your system. So what are you doing? Really, what are you doing? So what if I told you I had a collagen elixir that instead of a long chain, think of those little amino acids as little tiny pearls of 3 to 4 amino acids. And those 3 to 4 amino acids are something that your GI tract goes, "Oh, I want that one. I can take that one. I can take that one. I can absorb that." And you can absorb 3 to 4 peptides, little proteins. You can absorb that. Not a chain of 30. Your body doesn't know what to do with that. It's too big. It's too clunky. It gets stuck. It can't absorb. So you literally pass it out. So what if this elixir in a single packet that you take your dose in a single packet, you get all of your 3 to 4 little pearls of peptides, and your body knows exactly what to do with. Besides the collagen that's in there, it also has two other ingredients that have extra, if you will, boost for how this collagen is going to work. And one is astaxanthin, which is 6,000 times more antioxidant than vitamin C. Whoa. And it has organic cat's claw, which is anti-inflammatory. So it's Mother Nature's best way to help aches and pains. So what if you could get all three of those ingredients, the pearls of the collagen, the astaxanthin, for the antioxidant and the cat's claw all in your elixir. Well, guess what? You can. You can. And it's called Bella Grace. And this collagen elixir is the most phenomenal product in my husband, who I just told you every 30 minutes he's changing his pillow, his aches and his pains and his this and his that. He actually, after 3 days of taking Bella Grace, slept through the night without rearranging his pillow. And he woke up in the morning and he goes, God, I feel good. I said, you do? Gee, what do you think it's from? I don't know. What did you do differently, hon? Well, and he kind of scratched his head, and I said, do you think it might have anything to do with changing from the powder to the elixir? And his eyes just got really big, and he went, oh, my God. So he kept taking it. And then his shoulders didn't hurt him as he was rolling over, you know, or changing, you know, things in the garage as he was doing yard work. And all of a sudden, he's killing it at the gym with his workout. He goes once a week, and he weightlifts. But he's been killing it and increasing his weight for his upper and his lower body. And he looked at me and he said, do you think it's the collagen? I said, well, if it's going to help muscle, it's going to help, you know, your tendons, it's going to help bones, it's going to help your connective tissue. I said, why wouldn't it be the collagen? Amazing. So this collagen elixir is on my website, and there's a QR code on there that will let you go ahead and learn about the company. And the QR code will take you right to my website, which will allow you to purchase. So you can try this collagen elixir for yourself.
That's incredible. That's fantastic. On so many different levels, it's revolutionary, but it's also very inspiring for people. You know, are some people using the wrong formula, or maybe they're just taking it wrong?
Well, again, if they're taking the big tub from Costco,
yeah,
it's too long a chain, and they just don't even know it. They're, you know, it's cheap if you make a long chain of it, but if you put in the research and the foresight, there are over 70 research articles on these three ingredients in this Bella Grace collagen elixir. So 70 research papers. How many research papers do you find on collagen out there now? On Costco's brand of collagen? You're not going to find a one. And they're not going to tell you that they're just long chain. They're packaging it in a big tub because they can make hundreds of pounds of it at a time. And you're just dutifully going to buy your little packet or your tub of collagen and keep taking it whether it works for you or not, because it's kind of the supplement du jour. Everybody takes collagen, and you're not cool unless you take collagen along with your next door neighbor and everybody else at the gym. But it's not really helping you. The question you have to ask is this really making a difference for you? And so if somebody like my husband can tell in 3 days that there's a difference, or knowing that this company also is putting out skin products, a new skin product line. But let me tell you, my story is I end up sleeping on my side many nights, wake up in the morning, it's on my right side, and I looked in the mirror getting ready for work, and there's a bag under my right eye. And I'm horrified, right? Oh, my God. Not only do I look uneven, the left side doesn't, but the right side does. But how do I get rid of all that fluid under my eye quickly? Well, 3 days on Bella Grace, and I built up the collagen under my cheekbone or over my cheekbone and supported that tissue under the eye, my bag was gone in 3 days. Gone. It has not come back. That was in February. February. And I haven't needed my Botox. I haven't needed Botox because my crow's feet are lessened. And all of my wrinkles are lessened because all of that connective tissue, all of that collagen is better supportive of the skin on my face. So it's this amazing anti-aging as well as help with aches and pains. But I've got one more story for you. What if I told you that it could actually improve your recovery time between workouts? We have professional athletes and semi-professional athletes who tell us the recovery time between workouts and races is shorter because they can put the right collagen in and it gets right to their physical therapist. This is a windfall for you guys. This is an amazing product to have on hand for your clientele. And if you can get them taking a product that's going to adjunctively help what you're doing for them in therapy, why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? So I had a patient who stepped off the curb, a 19-year-old athlete in college, running for her college, both track and cross country, stepped off the curb and fractured her pelvis in a complex fracture. Her ortho put her on crutches, but her mom called me and said, I just know you have something else for her. What else do you have? And I said, this collagen elixir. Because if you can heal not just the bone faster, but the periosteum, the covering over the bone, if you can heal that, it will act like a Steri-Strip and hold the bone pieces together to allow it to heal faster as well. So she went back to her ortho in a week, and the ortho said, oh, my God, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, keep doing it, and took her off her crutches after 1 week of Bella Grace.
That's incredible. Really, it's absolutely incredible. You know, you've been talking about these different kinds of varieties. Do some contain ingredients like hyaluronic acid that penetrate the epidermis too? And, you know, you've been really talking about some of the ones that are really the top and the best.
Well, and again, this internal collagen elixir doesn't have hyaluronic acid, but the skin line, their newest addition, which is their skin line, has all the same ingredients, the small proteins, you know, the 3 to 4 peptides, the astaxanthin, the cat's claw, but now it also has hyaluronidate, which is a plumper for that collagen connective tissue. Hyaluronidase is what Juvederm and fillers that get injected into women's cheekbone areas is to help give them that youthful look. So hyaluronidase, all about plumper, more hydrated connective tissue between your skin epidermis and that dermal tissue underneath. And that hyaluronidase is going to help you trap fluids and hold on to fluids so that those tissues will have a bounce when you touch them. So again, that anti-aging youthful look. And so that's what their skin line product is all about. And that is just released coming the end of this month. Their skin line product will also be available under my QR code on my website, which my website, just to be really, really quick, is TheMondLock at wi.rr.com for email, but for my website, www.victoriajmondlochmd.com. Again, www.victoriajmondlochmd.com. Check out the QR code. It'll take you right to Bella Grace's website.
Our special guest is Dr. Victoria Monlock. Always a pleasure to have you here, Dr. Monlock. Thanks for joining us on this particular episode, talking about really breaking out the understanding of collagen and its benefits. Coming up next week, and we encourage folks to tune in, we're going to be talking about finding the right collagen formula. And then after that, collagen for beauty, and a lot of other great conversations ahead. Dr. Monlock, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with us on this episode.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You take care. Enjoy the rest of your day. Best to the family. And we encourage folks again to go to the website, victoriajmondlockmd.com, and scan that QR code she talked about as well. Really an enriching conversation with Dr. Monlock. We appreciate her. We also appreciate you. This is your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time, she'll be with us again next week as we continue this fascinating conversation on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.